You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to talk about why your techs are unable to sell in the home. And it's not for the reasons you think. A lot of you think it's because they don't want to. A lot of you think it's because they can't. But the realities are there's probably mistakes that you're making as an owner that is keeping them, I said it right, keeping them from even being able to do it. And we're going to uncover those reasons today. It blows my mind how many times I work with technicians and I teach them value stacking. I teach them relationship building. I teach them options building. And then I find out that they can't do it for some other reason, something the business is doing, something the owner is doing or not doing that is keeping them from being able to absolutely maximize that call. And I see a wide variety of reasons. I mean, I could say things like the way they're treated, the way the uniforms look, the way the branding is or isn't. But at the end of the day, there's other things that we need to talk about that are far greater of importance. Believe it or not, some of those things actually revolve around your scheduling strategy. Other things evolve around your price book strategy. And we're going to dive into both of those and how they're keeping, how they're affecting, and how they're absolutely making it impossible for your team to perform. Now, look, it's not just limited to those two things. There's a third thing, and we're going to talk about that. Now, look, if you're new to this, this is The Fresh Approach. We talk about service over sales. Always be serving your community and everything, not just plumbing, is really how we end every episode, because that's what we believe. We believe that when you go into a home and you provide an experience for someone, when you give someone a reason to invest into their plumbing, they do. In fact, it just comes down to budget at that point. And believe it or not, not everybody is cheap. Not everybody is broke. But yet you would believe that based off things that the service plumbers are saying or things that you're noticing in your community. We really start to buy into this idea. This idea that maybe people are just cheap and they don't want to spend money on plumbing. They don't value plumbers. They don't value plumbing. And I would flip that around and say maybe you're not giving them a reason to value you. Or maybe you're not giving them anything to value. We do weekly tech trainings and we do all kinds of trainings. We train the whole entire company on everything from schedule strategies, price book, how to run the call, how to book the call, even time off policies, how the operations, each position, that we teach it all, the entire blueprint. And what I find is, like, in this next one, we're talking about this idea of creating intelligent options. So it's sure we can give people three options. Sure, we can give them choices. But there's intelligence behind it because people value different things and for different reasons. Meaning we can both value fixing the faucet, but we may not want to fix it for the same reason. I might want to fix the faucet just simply because I want my faucet to work, where someone else might not fix their faucet for a while, but then all of a sudden decide to fix the faucet because someone's coming into town, a family member, maybe a mother and father-in-law, and it's their first time having them over, and so they want to impress them. But there's always different reasons behind the actual reasons of what we're purchasing. For example, everybody buys guns for different reasons. Everybody buys shoes for different purposes and different reasons. And it'll affect the values that you place on those items. It'll affect if you buy and what you buy. And if you buy, if you buy. As some people think, well, the water heater's leaking, they're going to buy a water heater. Sure, but will they upgrade to a tankless and will it have a softener on it? Just depends. What do they value and what are you communicating? So we're going to dive into all that because I think this is a big lost art and misunderstanding is that we just think that if we go on a call, it all works out. But there are other factors. There are other circumstances. There are other things that are keeping that from happening. The first one is the schedule. The first one is the schedule. I could tell you about Advanced Plumbing Systems in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I love you, Wisconsin, from the 70s show. Now, this isn't a destination town. They do have the tallest six-pack in the world. They do have that going for them. But they're not a destination town. It's not a wealthy area. And I remember they still have to provide this service, plumbing. They still have to build that value. And I remember when I first walked into their shop, you know, they joined our program. We were working with the owners and working on some different things. And one of the first things I noticed is they were booking too many calls. Too many calls. I said that right. They weren't making revenue because they were booking too many calls. Now, most of us would be like, oh, wait, what did he just say? I thought I'm supposed to book more calls to make more money. No, you're supposed to create a process that can maximize a call and then a capacity that can handle more calls while running that process. I mean, if you owned a fine dining restaurant and you had 12 tables, how effective would it be trying to shove a 13th couple into that restaurant? Well, not only would they not get the kind of service that the other 12 tables are getting, but now the 12 tables wouldn't get the kind of service they're supposed to get because your server would be a little stretched, your cook would be a little stretched, your dishwasher would be a little stretched, your busser would be a little stretched, your hostess would be a little stretched, your management team would be a little stretched. See, there's got to be a reality to the schedule that says we can only do what we can do. And some of you are out there just like, book every call, put another one on there. Stack them on there. We'll move people around. Then we're like, I don't understand why people don't call me when it's slow. And it's like, well, maybe because you rescheduled everyone when you were busy. And they didn't like that. I can tell you right now that if I'm a chicken eater, and the fine dining restaurant also sells steak and lobster, and all, but I'm buying chicken, which is their cheapest item, and I book my reservation out for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years from now, I don't want to find out that I got bumped because they got a steak eater to come in that night. Someone's like, I want a steak. And they're like, oh, get rid of the chicken guy. I mean, how is that any different? They got a clogged toilet. They've been waiting 3 days. It's finally their time. They're at home. They took time off from work. They can't wait for you to show up and unclog their toilet. And you're like, we got a better call in. Let's push them. That's going to hurt your reputation. But it's also going to hurt your revenue right now. And so with them, they were running 60 calls a week, doing $22,000 of revenue, 4 trucks. All we did was change them from 60 calls a week to 40 calls a week with a 2-schedule strategy with intelligence. And they went up to $40,000 a week in revenue. And some of you be like, no, that's not true. It is true. It happened within weeks. Advanced Plumbing Systems. Look them up. Call them. Owner's name is Robert Kellogg. He'll tell you. It's a real story because it's real people and it's real results. And what did we do? We just allowed their team more time to focus on the customers in front of them. We allowed the customer to enjoy the experience. We allowed the customer to have time to make a decision. We allowed the customer to get a thorough diagnosing, to actually have a relationship with the plumber. See, what happens is you stack 3 or 4 calls on your guys, and then the only reward they get for offering more work is working late. Being wore down, maybe doing on call. Like, hey, congratulations. Oh, wow. Awesome job, bro. You just turned that gas valve into a new tankless and softener. Congratulations. You get to work till 2 a.m. because you still have those 3 calls on you. Scheduling will absolutely keep your business from making money. And most people just don't get it. I guarantee everyone in our program gets it. But on the outside looking in, you're like, what? Schedule less calls. In fact, our website for our login to our training portal, when a company joins our program, they get this, they log into a training portal. There's tons of stuff back there. There's 80 hours of tech training. There's a boot camp. There's all this cool stuff. Then there's owner trainings. There's all this cool stuff in there. And they log in. The website is lesscallsmoremoney.com. And then when we have this training that we give away for free, it's relationships training. It's $797 what we used to sell for, and now we give it away for free, and that website is attached to that. So it's lesscallsmoremoney.com, and then it's got like a little / this, that, and the other. In fact, if you want that training, you want me to give you that training, I'll give you that training. It's 9 videos, it's 9 worksheets, it's 9 activity sheets, it's in-depth, it's well-produced, it's Hollywood, you'll love it, it'll impact your ticket averages by a few $100, and it's free. And if you want it, just reach out to us, theplumbingsalescoach.com, fill out the little form, and boom, we'll hook you up. We'll hook you up. No charge. Definitely will make an impact. Definitely will make an impact. But if you go get that training from us for free and you run your team through it and they start like, oh, now they're building relationships, you're going to have a problem if you don't fix your scheduling. You're not going to have nowhere to put all this new work. And I'm not joking. You're like, oh, here you go. So our problem is going to be we're going to make too much money, Chris. Our problem is going to be we're going to get too much work. Yeah. Yeah, that's actually, that. Yep. Yeah, because I'm going to get this next phone call that's like, hey, what do we do when we sell an all-day job but we still have 4 more calls booked on the tech? And then I would say, don't have 4 more calls booked on the tech. But we got to get through this. So we come up with a plan to get the work done and get caught up and get the schedule slowed down because now everyone's maximizing the calls. And think about that. If they went from 60 calls to 40 calls, I didn't say turn off your lead, turn off your advertising. In fact, that's the opposite. Since you only need 40 calls and you're getting 60, let's add a few more trucks. And then their revenue went up even more. In fact, this fun story, last year they had a gentleman from January to December. He went out, ran his own calls, diagnosed it, converted it, offered options, then plumbed it. $1 million of revenue, just broke just a little over $1 million. And last I heard, he was like at 40-something thousand halfway through this month. Killing it. But he's got to have that time to develop that relationship and build those options and value stack, and diagnose and do all the things that matter inside the home so the customer feels comfortable with what they're doing. The schedule absolutely matters. And the next one is PriceBook. Look, the next one is PriceBook. So many funky ways of this, man. You got all these people out there teaching, you know, figure out your hourly burden rate. I mean, you got some successful people out there. You got some fakes out there, some scam artists out there on the internet trying to teach plumbing business, but at the same time, they're all teaching the same hourly thing. And I can debunk that right now. You go break concrete for an hour versus gluing P-traps for an hour, and there's no way that's worth the same amount of money. Not only that, there's a big flaw in the whole thing. Think about this for a second. If you figure out your hourly burden rate, you have to assume some things, meaning how many hours of the day are you actually turning a wrench versus how many days are you driving? You know, if you run three or four calls and you drive, that's, you know, a half hour to an hour between each call, wasted time. There's 2 to 4 hours of non-work. You know, Southwest Airlines, I'm actually holding their plane right now in my hand. They figured out a long time ago, they only make money when they fly. They don't make money when they're taxiing. They don't make money when they're at the gate loading and unloading. They only make money when they fly. And so they come up with different processes and different focuses to get the planes loaded and unloaded, taxied, and they want to make sure they're in the air, transporting people. You only make money when you're doing work, when you're solving plumbing problems. You don't make money when you're driving to the call. You don't make money when you're diagnosing. Those activities lead to money, but they're not the money makers. And so if you have somebody that's running 3 or 4 calls a day, they're only going to be working for 3 or 4 hours a day. And so that hourly burden rate is going to be twice as much as the guy who's working for 7 hours a day or 8 hours a day. Guy who runs to one call and sells the whole day, he's going to have a lower hourly burden for that day. Still going to have the same overall burden, but he's going to have a lower hourly burden. And so how do you justify that? And then what if you accidentally price yourself out of being able to save 8 hours because you assumed you weren't going to sell 8 hours, and so now your prices are too high. Your fill valves are $500. So then you're like, okay, I got to figure that out. So then you go get ServiceTitan or some other software. You buy their price book, and they do this 10% discount add-on. That's not enough to move the needle. I mean, if I'm doing one shutoff, one emergency stop and on a toilet for $270, and they have 16 other emergency stops, I mean, if I come to that house 16 different times, you're looking at about 32 hours of time being invested into these 16 emergency stops. So I'm going to drive out there for 20, 30 minutes. I'm going to talk to the customer, diagnose it, get a signature, go do the work, come back, collect the payment, and leave. It's 2 hours gone, hour and a half, 2 hours gone. Now come back and do it again, 2 more hours gone. Come back and do it again, 2 hours gone. And one by one, I replace all their shutoffs over the course of 4 or 5 years. That's going to be outrageously expensive. It's going to be $270 every time, and my company's not going to be very profitable off that. It's not going to be very good money. $270 every time. 16. That's like $3,800, $4,000 for 16 shutoffs. But if I really went and did all 16 shutoffs at once, I'd only be there for half a day. I could knock them all out. So how much are those shutoffs compared to the burden rate? Changes. And you got to figure that out in the moment. Like, that's not realistic. You need something to help you. I can tell you right now, we have a free tool called the PriceBook Calculator app. We have companies that run 10, 5, 10, 20, $30 million through it. Every year. Profitable. Killing it. Doing their thing. And the reason why they're able to do so much revenue is because they are convertible. They're profitable, but they're convertible. A lot of you are focused on a price book that's profitable, but it's not convertible. Yeah, you could make more on a shutoff in a perfect world scenario, but you won't get everybody to move to it. And I'm telling you right now, there's more money lost driving from call to call than any kind of a discount or any kind of a of a volume discount, volume bundle. In fact, that we don't even really, you know, a lot of people wonder, do we teach discounts or what are we teaching? We actually teach a really cool method called value stacking. And it's this idea, like a, like if you pull up to a McDonald's, you're going to look on the thing and it's going to say the sandwich is, you know, nowadays, $238, but the sandwich is like $7.85. The fries are $3 and the drink's another $2. But if you get the combo meal, it's $8.75. And all they did was they got us to spend full price on the sandwich by stacking the fries and the drink at cost. It's kind of like I ask owners all the time, hey, let me ask you a question. If I came to work for you tomorrow and your tankless price was $6,200 and I came to work for you tomorrow and I could somehow wave a magic wand and I could guarantee 100% conversion, but every call I go on, I can get those people to do a tankless. Maybe I got, like I said, I'm a hypnotist, okay? And I get them to do it somehow, magic wand, whatever. But the only catch is they're going to be $5,200 now. So that means my truck is on every week is going to do $5,200. That's $26,000 of revenue every week. And you're going to have $10,000 in parts, which means you're going to have $15,000 left over in service revenue. How many of you would take that deal? Everybody would take that deal. Now, some people go, I wouldn't give $1,000 off. Well, you wouldn't have $25,000 at the end of the week, so you can take your $8,000, your $6,000 per truck and be excited about your margins while I'm over here actually making money and building an empire. And in this scenario, I guess for someone else because I'm working for you. Everybody would take that deal. But then when I say, hey, if someone's got a water heater that's electric that needs a rebuild on it and it's 8 years old, the finite opportunity there is swapping out the elements. That means that's work that's there. It's already there. It's going to happen. Someone's going to do it. It has to happen. But then to get them to upgrade to a new electric water heater in that moment, that's finite and infinite, meaning at some point they're going to replace that water heater, but not yet. So you're creating more opportunity by replacing it earlier because now the next replacement's going to be earlier. So you're creating opportunity to get them to go from an electric water heater to a gas tankless. Maybe they got a gas line right there and you can split off from it. That's extremely infinite, meaning it may never have happened. They may never have bought that tankless. And in order to get people to switch like that, like they got to have a reason. There's got to be something in there for them that they can benefit from that makes sense to them to do that. And so maybe in that scenario, I go from, I could have went out there and spent 3 hours, 2 hours rebuilding the water heater and generated $500-something for my company, or I can go out there and upgrade them to a $6,200 tankless, and maybe I throw in an $800 softener at no charge to leverage that deal. And then everybody like, I'm not giving away a free tankless, but a second ago you were down to take $1,000 off, which would have been $5,200. And so now instead of taking $1,000 off, I'm going to keep it at $6,200 and I'm going to add $800 in material to the job. I can still do both of them in the same day. So now instead of the customer getting a $1,000 discount, they're getting $2,800, $2,400 in free value. That's going to move the needle so much faster. Watch your tankless list just explode, not explode like in a bad way, but explode out the gates, meaning everyone's wanting them because you have some sort of value stack. And on top of that, they'll be telling their friends and family, like, guess what? I just got a new tankless and softener. So now that referral isn't going to be some guy came out and replaced my elements. Maybe you should call them next time you have a toilet clog. It's, hey, these guys just put in a tankless and a softener, gave me a heck of a deal. This is state-of-the-art technology. This is really cool. I have endless hot water. It's really neat. Maybe you should too. This is the difference between somebody eating a meal and no one knowing about it or someone eating a meal and telling everyone about it. You want to create these stories in your community. This is how you get referral business. This is how you explode. This is how you get people to start calling you, and they're not trying to nickel and dime you. They're not trying to cheap. They're just trying to get this upgrade at a fair price, and you've got the deal that no one else has. We have to get creative. We have to have a price book that's flexible. Go to the App Store on Google or on Apple. Type in the plumbing sales coach and a price book calculator will pop up. It's free. There's no hidden upgrades in there. It's all free. It'll give you access back to this podcast. It'll do all kinds of cool stuff. But that price book calculator in there is a game changer. It's changed so many businesses. The last thing that I really want to focus on, you've got the price book and the scheduling. That's what gives the technician freedom. This 10% off add-on stuff doesn't work. It doesn't move the needle. $270 per emergency stop times 16 with a 10% discount on 15 of them ain't going to get anybody to do all 16. You might be like, well, I got someone to do it. You got one person to do it. Maybe you got a story. I got hundreds of stories every single day of people upgrading to the 16 shutoffs, to the softeners. I remember one guy in our program called me from California, San Diego, Proper Plumbing, Scott McPhail. You can look him up as well. And I remember him saying, hey, my technician's around 60%, 70% conversion. We're lower, $800 a ticket. We made one change, and he hit me up the other day, and he was like, 3 weeks in a row or something, like 2 weeks in a row of 100% conversion. What's going on there? It's not different customers. Different strategies. It's not different customers. It's different value. It's not different customers. It's a different experience, which leads me to my last point. Get your team into some sort of training. It's not just going to happen on their own. They're not going to listen to you. They're questioning your motives. You need someone to come in that can make sense of this for them. And if that person comes in as sales, 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 you're going to push away good character people and start attracting sharks. But if that person comes in service, 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 you're going to push away the sharks and start attracting good quality people. You build a team of good quality people that can plumb, you don't need to know how to sell. You build a good quality team with the right processes, you don't need to know how to sell. All 8 of my kids can sell. All 8 of my kids are different at it. But at the end of the day, they know how to do it because money's not involved, and they're just simply building relationship and leveraging what I already value, and they do it to me all the time. Trust me. You guys need to be doing the same thing. Build relationship, establish value in the home by diagnosing and setting yourself apart as an expert, as someone who absolutely has authority in that home to give advice. You do that with process, you do that with relationship, and you do that with consistency. I love you guys, and as always, remember, serve your communities in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.